This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. As today we continue with our study of two questions asked by Jesus, as recorded in Matthew chapter 16, verse 26, where Jesus said, "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" We have spent several times already in studying these two questions, and involved in that study we have noted already what is the actual constituent of the two questions, the world and the soul. Then we have looked at the first question, asked on this side of death, if one gains the whole world, what would he gain? We have pointed out that he would gain something which cannot really satisfy the heart. We pointed out he would gain something which would be a master and not a servant. We pointed out that he would gain something that is perishable, that will pass away, that will in effect turn to ashes in his hands, not something permanent. And he will gain something that he cannot take with him. Somebody said in regard to a man who had been very rich here on this earth when he died, "Well, how much did he leave?" And somebody else said, "Well, he left all of it." And that will be true of every one of us, no matter how poor or how rich we may be. When we die, we will leave all of our physical wealth here on this earth for someone else, or to be used by someone else in some way. Now that we have been looking for a little while about the question, if you gain the whole world, what would you gain? There is also an implied question involved in this. That is, if you gain the whole world, what will be your loss? Or what very likely will be your loss? For everything we gain, we must sustain a loss or pay a price. A person who sets out in the world to say that sensual pleasure is the thing that I want, it's what will bring me the greatest pleasure, fornication, adultery, and so on, what kind of loss will this be? It will be a loss of purity in that sensual pleasure. If one sets out to say that alcohol or drugs will bring me great happiness, what will be involved? There will be involved the loss of self-mastery. The Bible teaches in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 11, that we should add to our faith virtue, to our virtue knowledge, to our knowledge self-control. Self-control is a Christian attribute. And the Bible teaches that the man who is the master of his own spirit is greater than he that taketh the city. But a person who lets himself be involved in alcohol and drugs and so on has lost his self-mastery. A man who sets out to say that I will be rich at whatever cost, I will do whatever it takes to be rich, he will do so at the loss of his own integrity, at the loss of honesty. The Bible teaches us to do that which is honorable in the sight of all men, to be honest in our words, to be honest in all of our dealings. But a man who is willing to be rich at any price will do so at the loss of his honesty. A man who wants to become rich, that is, to build everything so that he will use it for himself, who involves himself in the hoarding up of material wealth for his own welfare alone, will suffer the loss of liberality, the loss of that spirit, of that attitude of mind that is concerned for other people. There will also be the loss of conviction. To gain the honors, the approval of other men means that you no longer are your own man. You have placed your happiness in the hands of other people. You're not willing to stand up and say, "I will not do this because it is wrong," or "I will do this because it is right." This involves a loss of conviction. And all of this is implied in Jesus' question, "What shall a man be profited if he gain the whole world?" And then there is the loss of humility. The loss of humility in refusing to submit to God's way. Having set your heart on the gaining of the world, you have rejected the gaining of God's approval. And therefore you have lost your humility and become proud in your own self-evaluation of your own way as over against the way of God. But our time is gone for today. I'm so glad that you've been with us. I hope you'll be with us next time as we continue our study of two great questions asked by Jesus in Matthew 16, verse 26.